Local Police Chief Felix Ogbaudu, who confirmed the release, says the no-ransom policy of the current government is yielding positive results, as hostage takers in River State now realize their demands may no longer be met. He said only one foreigner, a British oil worker, remains in captivity in River State.
If it is the Pakistani engineer you're talking about, Engineer Mohammed, they just dumped him somewhere, and the man found his way to one of my police stations in that Ukon area, and the police helped him to his employers. There's still one hostage left, the Briton, yes, sir. He's the only one left. And when they hold him and nobody's forthcoming to take them, they throw them out. It's no longer business as usual.
Peter Aguna, a Nigerian supervisor with the Elth Oil Company, was kidnapped on his way to church on August 1st and was released late Monday. His release came a few hours after a Pakistani construction manager was set free by his abductors 1 month after he was kidnapped. Violence in Nigeria's oil heartland increased sharply last year when armed groups started blowing up oil facilities and kidnapping foreign workers to protest what they call neglect and corruption in the impoverished delta. More than 200 foreigners, mostly oil workers, have been kidnapped in the region since the start of 2006. Most have been released after the payment of ransom. The relatives of wealthy locals have also been the target of hostage takers. The violence has forced the closure of several oil fields, cutting Nigeria's oil output by as much as one-fifth. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.